And now we come to the most manly of the manliest mans we have had the opportunity to manhandle. John Cena. And frankly, he's a bit of a paradox. On the one hand, he's a champion professional wrestler with muscles on his muscles, and he spends his days smashing chairs over other guys' heads. But on the other hand, it's all make-believe. John Cena entered our arena in March of 2009 facing panelists Roxanne Roberts, Mo Rocca, and Tom Baudette. You rose through the various ranks, I know, in the various circuits until you became, if I've got it right, the longest reigning champion in the WWE, right?
Yeah, I really don't like to rest on my resume, but that's a good one to have, I guess. I was thinking of my debut on public radio as the most important moment of my life. But.
Well, that'll be what you brag about from now on. But today, what, if you can brag a little bit about yourself, what separates the superstars in the WWE from everybody else in the circuit? What do people respond to you?
We're in the business of telling stories. We're in the business of entertaining our fans. And you really have to identify with the audience on a certain level. And in the beginning of my career, I identified with them through hip-hop as a medium. I was the thuggish white rapper from West Newbury, which was a very hated character. And I kind of used that initial identification and month by month, year by year, kind of whittled it away into being myself.
So you actually modeled your initial persona in the ring on Vanilla Ice?
Yes, absolutely.
And you were like...
Absolutely, because they wanted me to start rapping on the program,
right.
And I figured who was more hated than Vanilla Ice, besides the time Kevin Federline.
So you've been, and I'm proud of myself because I learned some wrestling talk. You've been both a heel and a face. You've been a hero.
Yeah, which to the newbies is I've been both a bad guy and a good guy.
Which mm-hmm. do you enjoy more?
You know what? They're equally as rewarding. It's a lot tougher to be a good guy because our fans are very, very fickle.
Really? So you have to constantly go out there and keep their loyalty and keep their affection.
Yes, and it really takes a long, long time of really proving yourself out there to become a liked personality on our show.
I was reading today about some of the storylines in the WWE that you've been involved in, the rivalries and the feuds. Who comes up with those storylines? Who decides that today your enemy is going to be this character and this guy is going to help you and then it'll be find out that you're this person's illegitimate son? I mean, do you do that? Do you say, I'm going to hate
no,
you?
No, no. We have an entire creative staff that keeps track of the program in a grid-type format, so very similar to the way you'd write syndicated television.
Well, speaking of that, your second movie is coming out. This is actually a movie produced by WWE. The first movie was The Marine. The second movie is 12 Rounds. You handle yourself really well in this movie as an actor. And I'm guessing that the transition wasn't that hard because you're performing to begin with, right?
Yeah, it's basically what we're doing is more of a Broadway scenario or a live theater scenario. Cool. And you just gotta know when to calm it down when you're filming a movie. I mean, your face is a lot larger on screen, and the most minute movements can mean,
right.
You know, worlds of difference. So you just gotta, it's basically an actor's transition from Broadway to the big screen.
I've never thought of it that way, and I think it's totally great. In the first movie, The Marine, you were a guy, I believe some bad guys kidnapped your girlfriend, and
yep.
you taught them a lesson. In the new movie, you're a Louisiana cop, some bad guys kidnap your girlfriend. You teach
and I'm
them
gonna teach them a lesson.
Yeah, I know. Do you think that by the next movie, they will know not to mess with your girlfriend? Do you think this will sink in by then?
Let's hope so. I mean, you got to go with what got you to the dance. If somebody takes my girlfriend, they're certainly going to be taught a lesson.
Right. I think we know that now.
Is there a whole lesson plan that goes with these movies? I'm imagining a curricular guide to go with them.
That'd be a great catchphrase. You know, just like, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? You can be, do you know what John Cena has in his curriculum? a syllabus of pain, ladies and gentlemen. Well, John Cena, we have asked you here to play a game that we're calling...
Sure. Pro wrestling is a good gig, but when you win, do they throw teddy bears into the ring?
No, they don't. That's my guess, anyway. They don't, do they? Generally?
No, they don't.
That's a custom, of course, reserved for the wonderful princes and princesses of figure skating. So like everyone, like everything else, like pro wrestling, I guess, figure skating has its own lingo. So we're going to ask you, John Cena, three questions about the language of figure skating. Answer two questions correctly, you win our prize from one of our listeners, Carl's voice, on their home answering machine.
Carl, who is wrestler and actor John Cena playing for?
John is playing for Ken Sutton of Heron, Illinois.
Ready to go?
Let's do this.
Oh,
this
man.
Is my defining moment of my life. Let's do this.
You've heard, no doubt, of the sow cow and the triple axle, but there are other more obscure moves a figure skater might try in the ice, including which of these? A, the flutz, B, the Cohen, or C, the backstab?
I would go with B.
You're going to go with B, the Cohen?
Yes.
It sounds good, but it is, in fact, the flutz.
Oh, no.
The flutz. The flutz is... it's a combination of a lutz and a flip. It's kind of a cheated lutz. All right. Now,
no.
You have two more questions. You have to get both of these right to win. So just to focus your attention.
I got about 1,000. I just want
to focus your attention. I want you to imagine that Carl Castle here has kidnapped your girlfriend.
I'm about to teach somebody a lesson.
Yes. You are.
Yes. Watch it.
Somebody's going to pay. Fortunately, you're on the phone. All right. Here we go. Things get a little more complicated in the related sport of ice dancing. That's where the pair of skaters might be seen doing which of these? A, the flying kiss back, B, synchronized twizzles, or C, Zimmer cutouts?
I really like the synchronized twizzles.
You do?
I know B. Yeah, I'm going to go with B.
You're going to go with B, the synchronized twizzles. You're right.
Yeah, it's synchronized.
Synchronized twizzles.
Yeah.
A twizzle.
A kid's still alive.
You're still alive. A twizzle is a kind of moving turn, and if you do them together at the same time with your partner, you've synchronized your twizzles. Now, this is exciting, because just like in pro wrestling, you've built up to suspense and a climax. We have done that here. Get this last question right. You will win it all.
Sometimes, the big finish.
I know. It's great. Uh-oh. He's picking up a folding chair. Sometimes... Sometimes you'll see a figure skater bend one leg, almost sitting on the ice while sticking the other leg out.
I love that.
Front. Mo likes this. So you're skating along, you're sitting on one leg out. This position is called A, the Russian haunch, B, shoot the duck, or C, the keister freezer.
C sounds attractive, but I'm going to go with the Russian haunch.
Haunch. No, I am afraid the correct answer was B, shoot the duck.
Oh, my goodness. Why would they do that to
me? I don't know. I don't know why they call it shoot the duck, but they do. They call it shoot the duck. Carl, how did John Cena do in our quiz?
John had just one correct answer, Peter, and he needed two to win for Ken Sutton.
This is not a problem. You know why? Because judging from your movies, you'll have another girlfriend soon. I think it'll happen.
So you're saying public radio is the only one that did mess with his
girlfriend? There you go. There you go. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Has there ever been, I mean, do you see a future in sort of in combining pro wrestling with figure skating? Or
I think that would certainly be a recipe for disaster.
I think that'd be
terrible. I guess it's called hockey.
Yes. John Cena is one of the great stars of World Wrestling Entertainment. He's also an action hero in the movies. John Cena, you're a gentleman, you're a scholar. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, really.
Great to have you. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Medicare open enrollment ends December 31st. More at Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Ashley Rayfeld. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Waltover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Danforth. Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.